live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features we have there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we launch here into the third hour, we will take your calls about anything. I don't know if we still have Mike with us in Louisiana. Mike, do we have Mike there? Mike, Louisiana? Going once. Mike in Louisiana, he's gone. All right, so we were talking with Mike about how these camera systems in the New Orleans area are being taken down. The new mayor in New Orleans is...
I guess they have them in Baton Rouge, too.
Yeah, and Mike was calling to say they've got them in Baton Rouge, and they're also as broken there as they are apparently in
They're going to be broken everywhere. It's a bad idea. It's a big waste of money.
But they're not broken in the Walmart parking lot. They're not broken at the local bank. They're not broken anywhere else. Anybody who's actually in business has a camera.
Sure, they can run them without putting cops on them and stuff like that.
Well, and they have an interest in making sure they're running accurately. The local Walmart wants to make sure their cameras are working so they can have loss control and not have a bunch of products going out their front door. The local convenience store wants to have a camera there to make sure that their clerks are protected as much as possible from robberies.
Or they're protected as much as possible from their clerks.
This is true. Right? Most crime committed on a store as far as theft, a lot of it comes from, I don't know if it's most, but a significant amount of it
shrinkage comes
from the inside.
Yeah.
So the reason why is they have an incentive to make sure their cameras are operational and to continue checking on them, whereas the government folks, they don't care. Maybe some of them do, but it's not enough to make a difference, because in New Orleans, they spent millions upon millions of dollars on this system, and then the mayor has pulled the plug from the program, saying that, well, they're just a lot of them just aren't working. We can't keep them working. The Wi-Fi isn't working. The cameras can't transmit. I mean, there's just so many problems. And then there's the corruption that was involved in actually hooking them up. It's just horrible.
Right. And what amazes me is that they actually stepped forward and admitted this stuff. I mean,
yeah.
You know, they do that all. There's all kinds of corruption and inefficiency in government. The idea that they would step forward and talk about corruption and inefficiency is amazing to me.
Speaking of cameras, we've had Carlos Miller on this program in the past, and our friends from Liberty on Tour, Adam and Pete, they are now down in Miami, and that's where Carlos Miller is based out of. Carlos Miller is a photographer by trade who was taking pictures of an accident scene in Miami, just, you know, car accident. He happened upon it, decided he's a photographer, wanted to take some pictures, and the cops surrounded him, accosted him, and arrested him for the horrible crime of taking pictures of the police doing something in public.
Professional, too. Wasn't he working for some newspaper at the time?
I don't know if he was there on assignment. I think he is a professional who happened across
that doesn't
scene.
Matter. You're always on the clock
True.
When you're a photographer or reporter.
I think he's a freelancer, actually. So, yeah.
He's still on the clock.
Right. Well, it doesn't matter to me whether he's a professional or not.
I understand.
I just take pictures.
Agreed.
And so he was arrested. They ended up dropping the charges, and he was actually, I think, arrested again for something similar to a different location, and they dropped those charges eventually. Or actually, I think he was found not guilty on one or two of them. But nonetheless, he kicked off his own blog over at carlosmiller.com to kind
of photography is not a crime.
Correct. To keep an eye on similar stories that are happening across the country, because his is not an uncommon one. These police in many places do not like being photographed or videotaped, and Carlos Miller does a great job of kind of keeping tabs on that. Now then, here's a piece from Carlos Miller, and this one, for whatever reason, is over at Pixic, PIXIQ.com, where he talks about how he hooked up with a voice from Liberty on Tour, Adam and Pete, at LibertyOnTour.com. They've been going across the country. They started here in our beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, went all the way to the West Coast, and then came all the way back to the East now in Miami to finish up the tour. They're about wrapping it up. I think tonight is their final party. They're at their final meetup with the folks that love Liberty down in Miami. And they got a chance to meet Carlos Miller, and so here's his piece on what they decided to go out and do together. We knew it was too good to be true, writes Carlos, the way Miami-Dade Metro Security or Metro Rail Security officials informed us that they are now aware of the law that states photography at transit stations is permissible. On Thursday, I was once again accosted by a Metro Rail security guard from 50 State who bull-rushed me as if I were a matador. The same security guard also bull-rushed Adam Miller from Liberty on Tour, part of the activist duo who finally made it to Miami after traveling the country for the past few months in an RV. The guard, whose name is Carlos Rodriguez, ended up grabbing Miller's camera, attempting to shut it down. He also tried to grab my camera, but I'm a veteran at these situations, so I stepped aside or turned my back on him like a true matador. When he realized we were not going to allow ourselves to be intimidated, he pulled out his own cell phone camera and took our pictures. Considering the guy was armed, we're lucky that's all he pulled out.
Yeah.
We both smiled for the picture. I introduced myself. Adam waved. The above video, and you can see this video at freekeen.com. I posted it up there earlier today. The video is a compilation of the footage that I shot and that Adam shot. Adam put it together after I dropped him off at the RV. So what does it all mean? Well, besides constant fodder for my blog, it means there's a serious lack of communication within Miami-Dade County Transit and 50-state security.
What? Really?
Last month, after two
A bureaucracy
incidents,
that can't find its butt with both of his hands?
Why should they? Don't want to find it. Because they know that... Let me tell you what happened to him first for the commentary. Last month, after two incidents in which I was either permanently banned from the Metro Rail or outright assaulted by a security guard for shooting video on the premises, public property, a local representative fired off a letter to of complaint to Miami-Dade County Manager George Burgess. It took a couple of months, but Burgess eventually responded to Councilman Stephen Murray, informing him of the following, quote, MTD met with the security contractor to stress the right of the public to photograph in the common areas of its public facilities. To that end, all contracted security officers have been retrained on the appropriate manner in which to enforce Miami-Dade County Code of Ordinances, part blah, 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 chapter whatever. Governing photography on the transit system and a copy of the aforementioned code has been placed at all MDT Metro Rail security kiosks. Sounds pretty comprehensive, right?
Well done.
They've retrained every single one of their employees, and they've even posted a copy of the code at every single one of their stations.
What else do you need?
The right to take photographs on the Metro Rail was also confirmed in a letter to the National Press Photographers Association from Eric Munton, Director of Security for Miami-Dade Transit. So all of the head bureaucrats are saying, no worries here. We realize they were out of line. We've remedied this problem, and now photographers can feel free to go ahead and capture video or shoot pictures.
Go back to what you're doing, citizens. There's no problem here.
Metro Rail locations. But as usual, when it comes to these government bureaucracies, even if the word gets out, it doesn't mean anything, right? These cops don't care.
Well, they need to. What sort of penalty are they facing if they break, if they violate that?
None.
Right. Exactly. There are no repercussions. They can do what they want, and they will never be punished for it. So why expect it?
Well, the worst that'll happen to them is they get on YouTube. And in this case, these
That's
cops
the punishment.
Did get on YouTube, yeah. And it was literally a minute after Adam and Carlos pulled out their cameras at this Metro Rail location. Within seconds, there was a cop that was saying, hey, bro, you can't record me. And then another one comes up, this one they described as the bull, started rushing them and grabbing at their cameras and assaulting these men.
Yeah. If you would have defended yourself against them, you'd probably been lost an assault on a Leo.
All right, so we're actually going to continue this here in a moment, but I want to make sure I tell you about the Todisac first. Because
that is the most important Zodiac sign.
The Todisac? Zodiac sign?
No, sorry, go on.
There should be one, because the Todisac is an amazing device. It's the one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home. You can get them over at Todisac.us. Now, it's a retail grocery bag carrier that handles more than you can. If you've ever... I'm sure you've done this. You've gone to your trunk in your car. You've pulled out as many bags as you possibly can to
your
minimize
are hurting.
The trips to and fro. And they're digging into your hands, the palms of your hands, because you've got so much weight in there. And it's so difficult to handle. And it's a pain.
Yep.
The Todisac solves that problem. It makes it so easy to bring stuff back in from the car. I love the Todisac. It's one of those products that's really easy to get behind because you can't go wrong with it. You cannot fail with the Todisac. The Todisac will not fail you. It is so strong. You can load up as many bags as you can fit on there, and as long as you're strong enough to lift the bags, the Todisac will make it easy for you.
Yeah, so they make it a lot easier for you.
If you call in right now at 603-435-1105, we'll give you a two-pack of the Todisac. That number is 603-435-1105. If you're the first caller in, you get a two-pack of the Todisac, courtesy of Todisac.us. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you take control and dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various different features we have there, including live streams broadband and dial-up versions. They are there and available for you around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is constantly airing, so you can tune in anytime and get the latest show over at listen.freetalklive.com. And, of course, we also have listen lines that allow you to call in with any phone that can dial long distance and listen in that manner. Listen.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime? It's with other people who care about it. It's with other people who care so much about freedom, they are willing to pick up their lives and make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, as the three of us here in the studio tonight have done. And it's been one of the best choices I've made in my life. I love the people here. They're just so great. Most of them are just some of the friendliest folks that you'll come across. And, of course, the people in New Hampshire tend to be friendlier from my experience than a lot of people in a lot of places.
One can live anywhere, and there's friendly folks everywhere, but the steps towards liberty are happening already here. There are only there's 850 recorded people, maybe 1,200 or something like that in the state. Just to guess.
People who have pretty much made the move.
Made the move here. For the Free State Project. And things are happening. They're happening. There's all kinds of quantifiable stuff that's occurring.
Yep, from politics to civil disobedience to non-cooperation, outreach, and more, it's happening, and more keeps happening the more people show up. There's a lot still to be done. This is not the Free State now. There's a lot that needs to be done. In fact, I was griping earlier about this sad, sad trial of a nurse who was growing some marijuana plants, which you can see the video footage of over at freekeen.com, where the jurors were actually allowed to be informed about jury nullification, which I think that's a major plus one for New Hampshire. In many courts across the country, if you bring up jury nullification in the courtroom, it'll be a mistrial, and you'll get possibly a contempt of court citation. I mean, they're serious about, in a lot of courtrooms, keeping jury nullification under wraps.
Yeah, California, that's the case, as I understand it.
Yeah, across the country, you have to be very careful with bringing up jury nullification, and I was shocked. I didn't believe that you could do it anywhere, and I was shocked.
Yeah, I misunderstood you earlier that they had actually brought it up during the trial, because it was just such an unbelievable thing that they got it in there, and it wasn't a mistrial or
so. Hopefully, we'll hear that happen.
Shot down by the judge or something.
I mean, they rarely have trials because most people plea out. But maybe as more liberty activists take their case to trial, like Sovereign Curtis, who's going to be going to trial on a marijuana distribution charge, a misdemeanor charge, was a felony. They've already reduced it to a misdemeanor. He will be doing, I believe he's going to attempt to bring up jury nullification as well. So the more often it comes up, the more likely somebody will be to actually use the nullification.
Indeed, I would say that's the case.
In this case, no one did, and it was really sad. So there's a long way to go. There's a lot of educating that needs to be done. But the more people we have together in the same place, the more likely we'll actually achieve liberty or something close to it in our lifetime. So go to freestateproject.org, get signed up, get involved, freestateproject.org. We mentioned the guys from Liberty on Tour, Adam and Pete. You can go to libertyontour.com to see what they've been up to and see a different video. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's up on their site. It's also at freekeen.com of them being in Miami. That's where they're at right now. Tonight they're at a meetup with the Liberty Lovers in Miami after yesterday Adam teamed up with Carlos Miller to go to the Metro Rail Station, one of the Metro Rail stations in Miami, where they've had problems in the past harassing camera users, people with video and still cameras taking pictures and video at the Metro Rail stations. The government bureaucrats there have been harassing folks, including Carlos Miller from CarlosMiller.com. They went back after allegedly every one of their employees had been trained. They've been expressly instructed that they are to not interfere with people who are using video or still photography cameras. They have laminated the law itself has been laminated and placed at the Metro Rail kiosks. So these bureaucrats are supposedly in the know about
this. It's right there on the wall.
Or it may even be private security that's hired by the bureaucracy, but that's just one disconnection away from being a true bureaucrat. And so
just guys that wish they were cops.
So the government bureaucrats here are saying, the bureaucrats in charge of the city are saying, okay, we've done all we needed to do. You guys are safe now to video. And when our friend Adam showed up there yesterday with Carlos Miller, they were immediately harassed for having video cameras.
Seconds.
Not just harassed, but assaulted. This man attacks them, does not hit them physically, but he does grab their camera and wrestle with them over it and is a total thug. So there's a little more to Carlos Miller's piece over at pixic.com, PIXIQ. He says it was only last month that I, along with a group of Miami photographers, visited the Coconut Grove Metro Rail Station, and after initially being told we were not allowed to take pictures, we were then informed that, yes, we are allowed to take pictures inside the stations. We were even shown the laminated copy of the law that they supposedly had placed at all of the Metro Rail stations. And we were informed that every single security guard would be required to sign a notice that they are aware of the county law that allows photography and videography inside Metro Rail stations. But even then, we knew it was too good to be true. And it was. They've proven now that all of it was just a bunch of nonsense. Maybe some of the security guards will lay off on harassing videographers, but the other ones haven't bothered to stop.
Well, with anything that has to do with achieving more liberty, you have to be vigilant. You have to keep on reminding those that would control other people's behavior.
Because they'll keep pushing.
It's easy to do that. When you're given power, it's easy to tell people what to do. It's fun.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's fun for them. I don't desire it myself.
The evidence is, Ian, that even that if you became a cop, that you would abuse your power, because that's how
true.
It goes
but
with power.
I don't
power.
Desire that. Right?
I know. We read an article about it last week, in fact, I believe. Was it last week or the week before?
It was last week. Yeah.
And talking about the way power corrupts in really insidious ways and overwhelmingly verifiable ways.
Yeah, say what you want about you and how you'd be you, the listener, how you would be about, if you got power. But the evidence is you'd be really crappy.
It's one of those things that you know that the human psychology is such that you get corrupted by that sort of environment. You should. It's a good idea to avoid that environment. If
right.
you know that there's going to be the temptation there, and you don't want to engage in that behavior, then don't.
Don't put yourself in a position.
You know, right. I'm trying to think. I saw one of these, animal movies. You know how you see the little on TV, not movies.
Like a National Geographic.
Yeah, one of those kind of things. And one of the monkeys, one of the big gorillas, he wasn't the chief gorilla, as I recall. He found a old gas can, from the site that the people were, the people are videoing from. Mm-hmm. And it made a lot of noise. So he comes into the area and he starts banging the trash can or the gas can around, making all kinds of noise, upsetting the other monkeys. Mm-hmm. He finds a tool of power and immediately begins to use it as a means to lord over the rest of the monkeys. And it's really, how much different is there? I mean, when you just boil it down to it, humans are just hairless primates, and when you give one of them an implement of power, and they're going to use it, and they're going to abuse it.
That's why there are no right people that you can elect that will change things in a pro-freedom, significant pro-freedom direction. Maybe some baby steps, maybe, if you're lucky. We're seeing some baby steps here in New Hampshire, but all around the rest of the country, there's no evidence of that. 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Police block a bike lane in New York City so they can hand out tickets to bicyclists. We'll explain. Come on.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mph wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up anything you want. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can, if you have a smartphone, visit our mobile site, m.freetalklive.com, to get quick access to streams and our podcast. Go to m.freetalklive.com for that. Coming up, Dale, you're going to tell us about this witch chick, the one that's running for office. What's her
Christine
name?
O'Donnell.
Christine O'Donnell. That's
she's
right.
Experimenting with witchcraft. Probably prefer not to be referred to as the witch chick.
Well, whatever. Maybe the let's refer to her as the chick that at one time was very anti self-pleasuring, but now sounds a little more open-minded to it based on what she had said before. She didn't actually come right out and admit that she had discovered herself.
Oh, God.
Discovered herself.
But her,
what a careful way to put that, Ian. Thank you.
You know, we're doing a radio show.
Yeah, exactly. Children could be listening.
So Gothamist.com, though, for an amazingly revealing story about just how bad the police can be. Sometimes the New York Police Department's inanity is so perfect, so immaculately risible, that you just want to burst into applause and toss a bouquet of roses under the hood of a squad car. Today is one of those days. According to a tipster, a cop parked in the bike lane on 1st Avenue near 23rd Street proceeded to write tickets for cyclists who weren't using the bike lane because...
he was parked in it.
Yeah, they had to ride around the cop in order to get by. So... It's presumably part of the new crackdown on scofflaw cyclists, and hey, sometimes you have to destroy a bike lane in order to save it.
Wow.
And they actually have a picture here of the police
car. Can't make
car
an omelet without breaking a few eggs.
Fully parked in this bike lane with his lights flashing and headlights on. According to the source, it said, this morning I received a ticket for not riding in the bike lane. The lane was being blocked by the cop car, and as I pulled around it, a cop pulled me over and informed me of my infraction. About five or six other cyclists got the same treatment. The cop later moved his car so that it wasn't in the bike lane, but was now parked squarely in the turning lane. A couple of the other cyclists got pulled over, but argued with the cop that they had to leave the lane because he was parked there. Those people were allowed to ride on. After pulling a bunch of us, he must have realized how stupid his logic was and decided to cross to the other side of the road where the bus lane is, and then pulled a cyclist from there. Our unlucky.
It is really hard to find parking in New York. It must be very difficult. You'd actually have to walk from the precinct to do this, yep, if you wanted to do it the right way.
Sometimes you got to park in a bike lane.
Our unlucky tipster says his ticket is for $130 for reckless operation of a bicycle. We put in a request for comment with the NYPD press office, and we're sure they'll get back to us. And so attorney Gideon Oliver writes in to tell us that after consulting with our tipster, he's determined the ticket he was issued for is a 19-176 violation. That's the bicycling on the sidewalk part of the code.
Yeah, that one.
He says it's irresponsible and illegal for the NYPD to crack down on scofflaw cyclists using provisions of law or regulation that don't even apply to bicyclists, i.e. ticketing bicyclists for reckless operation of a motor vehicle or riding outside the bike lane in violation of state laws that don't apply in New York City. It's also irresponsible and illegal, not to mention dangerous and just plain nonsensical, for New York Police Department officers to set up checkpoints to ticket cyclists by parking police vehicles in bike lanes. So, by the way, Jimmy Justice, I don't know if anybody, it's a little of a, it's been a while since we've heard about Jimmy Justice, but he did dig up a video recently and post it to his YouTube channel. So if you like Jimmy Justice and you haven't checked out his YouTube channel recently, there is a relatively fresh a piece there from him. Jimmy Justice is who? Can you explain?
He's the guy that I've seen a couple of videos, and basically, I guess parking is such a disaster in New York City that that he can go and point out how the cops will use their vehicles to go get things to eat. Now, admittedly,
go to the bank.
He specifically catches them not doing business as a cop. They're doing personal things.
Yeah.
Grabbing a cup of coffee or running into the bank for some personal business or something.
And he's usually going after not specifically the police, because in New York City there are several divisions. He's usually going after the traffic cops, like the parking cops, basically.
The hypocrites that give you a ticket, yes, and then handle their personal business, they give themselves a pass.
And he's got that New York flavor to him, so he has no problem with confronting them, calling them names, and just being generally rude.
Hey, you stupid juice.
He's
what
a ballsy
are you
guy. He's a ballsy guy. Yeah.
It's great stuff. So if you haven't seen Jimmy Justice, definitely take a look for him. The toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. I just wanted to bring that up as yet another example of the absurd, just the level of absurdities that the police will go to write people tickets. And just because it's happening there in New York City doesn't mean they don't do stupid crap like that in other places. My favorite is when you've got a two-lane road, the police just decide to pull somebody over in the right lane of the two lanes when they could pull into a shopping center, or they could pull over in the bike lane or something like that. Like, they could do something to get away from the road to allow traffic to go through, but nah, we're just going to stop right here in the middle of the lane and do our business there.
I wonder about that. I think a lot of people... You know, this wherever the person pulls over very quickly because they're afraid of, you know, being considered as evading or something. But I guess to some extent the cop can control that by when he puts on his flashers and.
Yeah,
that.
You know, when it's I've obnoxious. Had these instances, I'm always very careful about where I pull over. I'll make them go a little distance, but I'm also scared of taking them too far.
Mm-hmm. Right. You get upset.
Right, yeah. Because, yeah, I can just picture them.
Sometimes they'll flash the lights, their headlights, and mean that, you know, to me that means right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, man. I'm not getting out of the car. If something's red and sticky after we're done here, it's going to be you, not
red
me.
And sticky?
They get mad if you get out of the car.
Cars hit cops all the time.
Oh,
mostly
right.
What
you
you're
mean another car on the road.
Yes, mostly what you're going to find about police being killed on duty, it's because they're out, walking around on a dark road and get smacked by some car that goes by.
Mm.
So let's talk about the witch chick, Dale. You got some
from crack.com.
Yeah.
So it's this is Experimenting with Witchcraft and Christine O'Donnell by Soren Bowie. Of course, it's everything on crack.com is true, more so than other stuff on the internet. So Christine O'Donnell is not a witch. I know this to be true because she has said so multiple times in her hunt for a Delaware Senate seat. And because we used to be sleepover buddies in the early 90s. It's unfair to judge her based on the out-of-context footage circling the internet where she announces dabbling with witchcraft once as a teen. I was there with Christine during
Who hasn't?
With that formative point in her life.
Well, if you consider a Ouija board witchcraft, I suppose, I mean, a lot of people have done that.
Hold on. Hold on.
You have
talk of Ouija boards. I ain't talking of Ouija boards here.
But I'm just saying, I am talking about Ouija boards here. I had an ex-girlfriend, and I used to, she had a Ouija board set. I swear she'd move that thing around. Because I wanted to, you know, I wanted to test it from a scientific standpoint, right?
Yeah, good luck.
We're going to see.
We spent those sweltering August nights on the floor of my fort, and I assure you that the closeness of our young and curious bodies left no room for secrets. Though you may accuse me of jactation, I recount this story only to prove that we changed as people that summer, not into witches, but into young adults. It was nearly the end of summer break. Swim team season had come to a close, and Christy and I didn't have summer jobs because all the poor kids took them.
I had to look up jactation. Jactation, boasting, bragging. I didn't know that one.
I thought it was something
sounded
far
dirty.
You didn't have to bleep me or anything. We burned the long afternoons under oak trees talking about our futures and which colleges we might like to pretend to graduate from once we were adults. I want to be king someday, she would always say. Queen, I corrected her. Of what country? This one, she would shout, her face covered in ice cream. This flat one with the trees. Even at the tender young age of 24, she demonstrated a love, if limited, understanding of politics. We would debate for hours on the challenges facing a government leader. I would argue the duties of appeasing such a vast group of citizens with conflicting needs. And she would counter with the kinds of dresses she could wear that would match her, which that wouldn't clash with her throne.
Oh, God.
Then finally, the sugar rush would end, and Christy would need to lie down. Holding hands in the grass, we stared up at the clouds, and she'd tell me which ones were she was pretty sure she had seen before. It was the best summer of our lives. Toward the end of August, her grandfather died, and it all came crashing down.
Oh, we'll find out the rest of the story in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Witchcraft.
This doesn't sound like
Christine O'Donnell and witchcraft. What are you talking about? It's uncracked. Of course it's factual.
Are welcome. 800-259-9231. You can take control and jactate if you like. This is Free Talk Live. More on the way. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Even in the remaining moments, there is enough time for your call. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark. And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You will find a lot of features. And if you enjoy this program and you enjoy the website, you like the fact that we give it all to you for free, then feel free to spend a little bit of money on our behalf at amazon.freetalklive.com.
We won't mind.
When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase. It's the same money you would spend if you just went through their normal link. It's just that Amazon doesn't keep all the profits. When you go through amazon.freetalklive.com, they cut off 7 or 8%, and they send it to us. I think on electronics it's 4%. That's the max there. But on pretty much everything else, it's 7 to 8%. So it's a good amount, and we appreciate everybody that shops with Amazon. freetalklive.com. Great selection, huge deals. I mean, there's, you know, they don't have to pay for the storefronts, so they can keep their costs low and pass on the savings to you. So, amazon.freetalklive.com. Dale is sharing with us a piece from crack.com, which may take some liberties with the truth.
Well, Mark doesn't seem to want to trust it as factual, but I don't know.
Take it with a grain of salt.
This is an accounting of Christine O'Donnell and her childhood by Soren Bowie.
This seems like very, very clever fiction.
Well, you can take it that way if you want, Mark, but anyway, yeah. Toward the end of August, her grandfather died and it all came crashing down. I was tasked with explaining death to her. We sat on her grandfather's empty bed.
The suggestion is just she's 24 years old at this point.
We sat on her grandfather's empty bed for an entire morning, but Christine's flimsy grasp on permanence as a concept made the explanation exhausting, and then frustrating and finally shameful when I yelled and she cried. Look, the point is that I don't want you to worry, Chrissy. He may be gone in this world, but you will always keep him in here. I patted her left breast because I was making a good point and because it was something I've been wanting to do for a long time. In my heart, she asked through sobs. No, no, that's ridiculous. In your lungs. There are tiny pieces of him all over this room. Skin cells and hair that he shed while he was alive. We're breathing it all in right now. We both took a deep breath and stared at my hand on her breast. I want you to kiss me, she said. Here, with your grandfather inside us? Yes. I want to feel something other than sadness. Rad. I kissed Christine, gently at first and then with pure power. I put my hand in her shirt and she grabbed it. Wait, she whispered. We can't have sex. I know, I whispered knowingly. You may have to preach celibacy someday. Also, it's 1993 and I'm only 11. It was the first of many intimate moments when we would share together. We had been friends since childhood when her father performed at her birthday party as Bozo the Clown. But now we were developing new feelings and new emotions and new hair. No longer could we run off into the dairy fields together, drinking cow's milk while it was still warm, and not have it mean something more. After that morning of our first kiss, Christine would visit me whenever she felt hurt or accosted by the world, and we would race off to my fort to rub up against one another, fully clothed, like two tiny sticks fending off the darkness of misfortune. I could help her with most problems, but the death of her grandfather still bothered Christine in profound ways. Rampaging could have solved.
Guy is really clever, but, you know.
Maybe we can contact him, she said one evening in the flickering light. Oh. I always kept candles in the fort just to set the mood. I pulled her hand out of the flame. No, hot. Look at me. Hot. Maybe we can find a way to talk to him. His spirit might be floating around out there. Seeing the desperation in her eyes, I had no choice but to consent. I was falling in love with her. We visited a local psychic gypsy who claimed to have been clinically dead once in a hospital before being revived. Consequently, she was now a partial ghost herself, and though it should have worked in her favor existing in both worlds, it turned out she wasn't very well connected in either. Christy and I looked at each other stoically, both understanding the lesson about the struggles of mixed-race Americans this experience presented.
What?
The gypsy.
The gypsy ghost kept summoning the wrong people. We could tell because all the information she was telling us was way off. It would have been a complete bust, except Christy stole a seance book when the old woman had her eyes closed. We took it home and pored over the tricks of the occult, never realizing the catastrophic effects it would have on Christine's political career. Mm. She wasn't a strong reader, and so gleaned most of her information from the pictures. She loved that book. She loved that book in ways I couldn't understand. The week before I had to return to boarding school, she insisted that we hold a seance in my fort. I anticipated a Ouija board and maybe some lights with sheets thrown over them. I did not anticipate a chalked pentagram surrounded by my romance candles or a sacrificial animal huddled in the corner.
Oh, God.
But our seance was all of these things and more. Are you naked? Yay, you're here, she sang. This is going to be great. Do you want to take off your clothes now or before we get started? Or right before we get started? Neither. Is that a chicken? She nodded while pointing to a picture in the book. This man is going to help us find my granddad. And then there's a picture of Satan. I cautioned her that maybe she was setting her expectations too high. She didn't pay any attention to me while she prepared the room, at least until I suggested that maybe I sit the seance out. No, you have to stay. I need you to cut yourself with this dagger. We need both our blood for it to work. I finally put my foot down and told her this experimentation with satanic rituals was over. It was too dangerous, and it went against everything we believed in, and because I still had some summer reading to catch up on. She lost her temper and screamed at me while throwing objects around the fort. She hit a candle with a vial of powder and both spilled onto the chicken, igniting it immediately. Her tantrum halted as we watched the fireball run around the floor and set everything else on fire. We crawled out, leaving everything behind, and witnessed the literal flames of passion consume our clubhouse. The next morning, I held a small funeral for the chicken, but Christine never showed up. At school, I wrote her letters and got nothing in return. Aww. I assumed at first it was only because she was mad at me.
What, Mark?
Why don't you believe what I'm telling you? But then caught word that she had moved on to other men and that she was filling the void my absence left behind with recreational sex. We haven't spoken since. While the thought of her today still digs at old scars, that was the best summer of my life, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Strawberry fields. Strawberry wine. That's that country song.
I want to do this for her. I only hope that this account sets the record straight on what exactly happened when Christine dabbled in witchcraft early in her life. Not just for her sake, but for the sake of America. Hear me, nation. Christine O'Donnell is no sorceress or conjurer. She is only a bad person.
She's only a bad person. She killed that chicken.
Nice.
It's you know, I have been talking about sacrificing a rubber chicken at the Halloween party tomorrow.
So there's going to be a pentagram there.
There's going to be a pentagram.
Right?
It's going to be a pentagram. There's going to be probably some kind of sacrifice of a rubber chicken.
Is Michelle Seven expected to show up because she is a Christian? So, like,
I do not know. You can check the RSVP list, but
no. With Michelle, of course, being our Monday night.
All the other pagan things that go into Halloween, and you're worried about a pentagram.
worried. I'm not worried. I'm just asking if Michelle Stone's
going to
show up.
I don't know why it matters.
I don't know.
I mean, take a look at Christmas, for God's sake. The whole thing's a pagan holiday. Easter, pagan holiday. All these are
pagan
holidays.
Right, but the Christians haven't embraced the pentagram yet. I mean, they haven't.
Before long, it'll be converted into a Christian symbol of some sort, you know, just to get those last lingering pagans, you know.
Well, that's where the Christians have really fallen down, because they were so good at converting all the other pagan stuff. Why haven't they taken the pentagram?
Mm. Yeah, I've heard stories of, like, temples where there were, like pagan gods holding phallic objects, and how they just built churches right on top of them. Didn't you just look, this new god is actually your god. We're just changing it a little bit. See, they build up around it and just leave it all there.
Really? So there are Christian churches where there's a...
They dug under them and found, like, idols to old gods and things, where they didn't tear them down. They just built around them and convinced them that, this is your god. We're just, you know, we're just changing things a little, you know.
That's amazing.
It was a great conversion method, actually. Yeah.
They have you have to give them credit, right? I mean, I think you were talking about this off the air, I think, Mark, the Christians were the evolution of religion?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's essentially what it is, that when you think about hell, it was, you know, they gleaned it from sort of Babylonian religion, and then from, you know, mostly Hades with the Greeks, and they, you know, if it hadn't have been, if you think about other religions besides essentially Judaism, Christianity, and Islam.
Besides those?
Yeah, besides those, because those are sort of the same thing to some extent when you look at the religions.
But you just offended a lot of people.
Well, I'm sorry, they don't know their history. I don't care. What they're doing is they're getting their history from their preacher man and from the Bible.
Islam.
But the fact is that these things came out of the similar places, and they have a great deal of their stuff in their holy books the same.
Well, why is it the evolution, though? And that doesn't make sense. Just because they're more successful at recruiting people?
Well, because if you had a religion, suppose you've got your religion, and your religion doesn't include hell.
Yeah.
You can't threaten somebody with hell. So now you're competing with a religion that has both the carrot and the stick. That's Christianity, because you've got hell, and then you've got heaven, carrot and stick.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas your religion doesn't have the stick. You just have the carrot. So you can't close people with the stick. Do you understand?
I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, I mean, hell is just an incredibly good closer system for
your
religion.
Crops might die or something, though, if you don't sacrifice to the gods and everything. That's sort of a stick.
Yeah, but we don't really need that.
Or you might get storms and hurricanes. All the volcanoes and storms and hurricanes, those were all the gods being angry at mortals. So.
Volcanoes in America?
You've
got to have hell.
Visit Dale online at anarchyinyourhead.com and visit us at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition. This has been Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.